Welcome to Disney Through Our Eyes, the podcast from Eye to Eye, Kyle and Jessica. You're listening to the audio-only portion of our weekly segment where we discuss what's going on in the world of Disney through our eyes.
Since this is primarily a video podcast, you'll sometimes hear us referencing things we are showing on screen. We encourage you to go check out our YouTube channel if you want the full experience. Links for that will be in the description for this episode.
Regardless of how you enjoy our content, we're thankful you're here to share and discuss what's going on in the wide world of Disney.
Welcome back to I2I, the place where we talk about anything and everything Disney. My name is Kyle.
And my name is Jessica. And before we get started today, if you haven't already, please consider subscribing to our channel and turning on that notification bell so you don't miss any of our content.
If you enjoy this type of content, we ask you to support it by joining the Powerline, our channel membership program. You can find the links for that in the description, but also up above in the video right now. This segment each week is called Disney Through Our Eyes, where we get together and we talk about what's going on in the wide world of Disney. Well, it didn't have to be relevant. It can just be what's on our mind.
It's never relevant for me. Yours always is relevant.
That's not altogether true. It's always relevant in some capacity.
It's relevant in my mind.
Because it's on topic with one of the big things out there.
As long as
you can connect it back, that's all I care about.
Should we talk about the elephant in the room?
The elephant in the room.
Yeah, it's Christmas in July.
Is it Christmas in July?
Well, based on our shirts.
I mean, it's like, you know, I had to wear something that kind of like resembled something
Christmas
in July, and you know, Star Wars and stuff like that. Sea Wars, Star Wars one as well.
Also Christmas. You see the Santa hat.
Clearly, we have given away what might be my topic for this week. You want to give us a hint?
I literally have no idea what your topic is.
It's related to this.
I can't figure out how Star Wars and Christmas, unless you're going to talk about that weird Star Wars Christmas special.
No, that's not it. We're not doing that today. You can't know that. But what's a hint for yours that you're going to talk about?
Wait times.
Oh, so we're going to continue on that series.
My series.
It's that magical time of year. No, it's not Christmas, technically.
Where are our little jingle bells?
One more time, how'd they go? But it is Christmas in July, and do you celebrate Christmas in July, Jessica?
No, because you didn't give me presents, so...
Now listen, just because it's Christmas in July doesn't mean you get presents. That's not how
it works. If we're actually celebrating Christmas in July, let's talk about presents.
Okay, well, do I get a present too?
Yeah, if you give me a present, I give you a present.
What kind of present are we looking at here? Like, we talk about,
I am the greatest good you will ever know.
No, we're not quoting Incredibles here. That's not how this works. It's not...
Yeah, that was pretty good.
We're not celebrating Incredibles in July. We're celebrating
Christmas. I am your gift every day.
Hey, quick thing that I want to plug here. For our Powerline members, I did ask them today in the YouTube community tab, because they have access to that, like, if they celebrate Christmas in July. You know what the resounding answer was?
No.
Everybody's like, who celebrates Christmas in July?
I mean, honestly, other than like TV channels, nobody celebrates Christmas in
like
July.
Like Hallmark?
Oh, I can't.
My mom loves, and her mother-in-law loves, just Hallmark.
Gosh, she's obsessed with Hallmark, and I feel bad saying I hate it, but I can't stand Hallmark.
Well, it's because we get like just inundated with it when we go visit her, no matter.
And
what
also,
time
all the movies are the same.
Yes,
they're all the same.
Much. I can
don't,
name the plot.
Don't at me on that. They're all the same.
You are making some people very upset.
Yes.
Before we make people further upset, though, if we were going to celebrate Christmas in July, Jessica, which we kind of are by wearing our Star Wars get-ups. What does yours say, by the way?
I find your lack of cheer disturbing.
That's a good one, actually, though. And I can't even remember what the one
is. It says, may you find the droids you're looking for.
May you find the droids you're looking for. So, but there
I
you
like
go.
The color of your shirt better than mine. Mine's a little, like,
If you know, I was better prepared, I could have wore my Wookiee Santa hat that I have down there.
There's nothing stopping you from getting it.
There's a lot of things that'll break and fall if I move any further on this.
Maybe you should clean your bookshelf.
If we were going to celebrate Christmas in July, Jessica, how would you celebrate it?
You would buy me a new Mickey mug.
Christmas in July.
Disney mug.
Okay. That's it, though? That's all you would need?
I would probably watch a Disney film about Christmas. Mickey's Very Merry Christmas something. That old Christmas movie, you know, from the 90s.
You're talking about the Mickey's Christmas Carol. That's what you would watch for Christmas in July.
Yeah.
Oh!
The Santa Claus. No, the Santa Claus. Freaking love Tim Allen. I love the Santa Claus. Yeah.
I would probably go with something that is very... Do you have
the ultimate Christmas present!
Is that even Disney?
Yes, it was a Disney original movie. Disney Channel.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, sorry. I'm done talking now.
You good? Mm-hmm. Are you settled down? Okay. I would go with something that you can technically tie to Christmas, but that is not so Christmassy that it will feel weird in July. Toy Story. Do you remember the final scene of Toy Story? It's Christmas Day. They open the presents, and it's like, you know, there's a dog that they get and stuff like that. And it's where the dog in Toy Story comes around. But you don't remember that? You don't remember that?
I haven't seen Toy Story in probably 10 years.
That's what I would do. I was going to celebrate Christmas, and it wouldn't feel weird. Because, look, it's just basically about the toys, and then all of a sudden, we're in Christmas.
So we're watching Toy Story tonight. Is that what this topic is about?
No. I'm just saying. I'm
confused on what your topic is.
The topic is, if we were going to celebrate Christmas in July, what would we do that's related to Disney? And that's one of the things right there. You watch some movies. You said no to the Santa Claus, though. You do the ultimate Christmas present or whatever it's called.
No, I'd watch all three. Let's be honest. And drink hot chocolate.
And I would have to go buy you a Disney mug.
Yeah. So, and because we play board games all the time. We always play board games on Christmas.
That would be a good option, too.
So now we have the Haunted Mansion.
We have to play that way. And we have Disney, what is it called?
Disney Scene It. We have Villainous.
We've got Disney Munchkin.
We have, we have Disney Charades.
But, so pretty much your Christmas for Disney stuff would be mugs, board games, and movies. Yeah. That'd be it.
That'd be a great day, Christmas or not.
If you do want to celebrate, and this is a quick plug for something like that we've done in the past, we actually have a video on our channel that's like way back in the day where I went and saw Hallmark releases, usually in the summer, if not in July, their Christmas ornaments that are coming out to celebrate that. True. And usually they have new Disney ones every year. I haven't gone out and seen those yet, which is, I failed on my part. But there's an old one up there if you want to see some of those where I went and visited them.
That's true. Because we bought a new Hallmark ornament last year after Christmas. Slinky Dog.
Oh, that's right.
We have Slinky Dog sitting in our garage ready to go on our tree next year.
Because we'd already put up the Christmas stuff.
Exactly. And we didn't get him till way later after Christmas. But, you know, a sale's a sale. And $4 for an ornament. Yep.
Are they really good deals, though, right now? Like, to go and get Christmas ornaments?
I don't know.
I don't know that it'd be that much less expensive.
Not right now.
Right at all.
But next January.
Mm-hmm. But you could do that. You know what would be cool is if you went and visited Disney World and they actually put up some of the ornaments and stuff and the decorations for like one day. Like today, when we're filming this, it's July 25th. Like if they did it for today.
Christmas
Eve in July?
Like July 24th and 25th. So they have 2 days.
I guess if you're going to put the decorations out,
you need to do 2 days.
Do 2 days worth of it. What if they did 24 hours in the Disney parks where you could be there with all the Christmas stuff. And that's like they put it up for a day and then they take it down.
That would not be worth it. But they could, rather than put up everything, they could put up some wreaths. Mm-hmm. They could have all the characters dress in their Christmas attire.
Yeah.
They could do the Christmas parade.
Christmas parade would probably be easy because all you gotta do is pull the floats out and put people's costumes on, right?
Exactly.
Another thing they could do, easy for them to do, because think about in Epcot, you know, they've got that little, it's not a pavilion, but it's like the festival center that they have towards London, London, UK and stuff like that, where I tried the Christmas cookies.
Right.
They could do like for a limited time, like 1 week in July, the cookie trail that they do in there and still have it up. Like,
that's freaking awesome.
Those cookies.
What else they could do?
What?
The Epcot Peppermint Swirl ice cream.
Where did you get that at?
I said Epcot. It's not in Epcot. It's in Animal Kingdom over by, what ride is
Everest. So we're close to Everest somewhat.
Yes. And it's right between the bathrooms and Everest. But
it's a weird placement.
It's super weird. But that ice cream is not weird.
You had like turned so many people into lovers of that ice cream before.
That's the best ice cream I've ever had in my entire life.
Your family like had to go over there and get some.
Your family, remember the year before?
Yes.
That's the best ice cream I've ever had. I'm serious.
You are like the disciple of the peppermint ice cream stuff in there. So the food stuff would be really easy to do, especially like in Epcot. Just put it out for a day.
Yeah.
Because they've got the kitchens and stuff already set up. Why not just give them the Christmas cookies for a day? That's really easy. You don't think people will show up for a mini festival within a festival?
I mean, I suppose so.
I would, personally.
I mean, let's be honest. You would show up for anything Disney. Well, Disney could say, this is the parade of licorice. And Kyle would be like, I hate licorice, but sign me up.
No, I draw the line at licorice. Licorice is gross. It's awful.
It is gross.
Made some people upset now that love licorice. Who likes licorice?
Listen, my friend Sarah from nursing school likes licorice. And I don't know. Maybe she was deprived as a child.
Sarah, that's a big ooh.
Okay, so I'm going to continue my series Remember how we've been doing.
Are you going to make me mad again? Is this how we're going to have to do this?
Because we're changing topics. Remember how we have been doing rides I would not wait 60 minutes for.
Yes, and you've broken my heart every single time.
Exactly. So I did Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, and Hollywood Studios.
Yes.
I'm not going to do Epcot.
Why?
Here's why. Because A, I don't want to. B, there's not a lot of rides. And C, I don't want to.
Now, hold on.
No, my topic, my choice.
This is my time right now. This is my time.
Okay, Epcot. So I wouldn't wait 60 minutes for Frozen. I would wait 60 minutes for Frozen. For the Three Caballeros. And I wouldn't wait 60 minutes for...
Spaceship Earth. Would you wait 60 minutes?
I have no idea.
Okay.
There aren't enough rides for this to be a true... What is it called? A litmus test?
Yes.
We're not doing that one. So, I'm moving on.
But you could do the attraction.
I'm moving on!
Goodness.
Hollywood Studios. Things I would wait an hour for. What do you think my number one is?
Oh, it's Rise of Resistance.
What do you think my number one is? Hollywood Studios!
Oh, Tower of Terror!
Thank you. I would wait 5 hours for Tower of Terror. Honestly, it is the best ride in the entire world. I would wait a day if I could ride Tower of Terror. It's just the best ride.
Well, the thing that makes it so good is it has so much variability to it because
exactly.
You never ride... Well, I feel like as many times as you and I have done Tower of Terror over the years that we've done every sequence.
I'm sure we've done every sequence. However, there is nothing like when you get in that little platform and you get out there and it's dark and all of a sudden you think you're about to go up and then boom, you just drop. Or you think you're going to drop and then you're like, oh, at the top. Tower of Terror. Number one, I would wait an hour for.
I'd wait... hour and a half max for Tower of Terror is probably what I'd wait. It's worth
Number two,
what you got?
Rock and Roller Coaster.
Rock and Roller Coaster. Took you a while to come up with that one, didn't it?
I'll see if you were going to answer for me.
No, Rock and Roller Coaster.
I would also wait an hour for that one.
That's worth an hour wait.
So Rise of the Resistance, yes, that was going to be my number two. However, because of that stupid queue thing that they do, I didn't feel like it was fair for that to be one of my answers because it's not a traditional wait. It's that weird, like, virtual wait. If it was normal, that would be number one.
Okay.
That if it was the normal, like, you just stand in line and then you move and then you go around. And,
how they go again?
Yeah, like the little people. So they just,
just go around like that. That's how we go around. Yeah. What's going on here?
So I definitely, definitely, definitely would wait. But I can't. It's
definitely.
Definitely.
Okay. How many definitely?
I think my number three is going to surprise.
Hold on. I got to ask you a question, though. I understand that Tower of Terror is your favorite ride.
Favorite.
But is the satisfaction factor greater for waiting an hour for Rock and Roller Coaster over for Tower of Terror?
No.
I think the thrill factor is pretty equal.
That's good for you to think that. I don't. This is my show.
My goodness. Very indignant about it. Sorry. All right, number three.
I love Rock and Roller Coaster, but Tower of Terror is far, far greater.
It's good. They're both good. How about that?
Honestly, I think my number three is going to surprise you. I want you to guess.
Okay. Smuggler's Run. No?
Nope. Forgot that was a thing.
Is that number three now?
Well, we're going to have four because I would wait an hour for that.
Yes.
Completely forgot that was a thing.
Well, and I think the good thing about Smuggler's Run, again, it's kind of like Tower of Terror. There's not as much variability to it, but the fact that you can be an engineer, a gunner, or the pilot, and you have different tasks. And nobody really wants to be the engineers.
Right.
I mean.
Their role is dumb and they should have done better.
It's
but
fine.
The pilot and the gunners are really
cool. Punch it, Chewie!
And it was cool. Remember pre-pandemic when you would get in there with random groups of people and we got stuck one time with these two little elementary school kids and they were the pilots. Man, we got nothing.
They were just
nothing.
Like, I mean, literally, they were just going like this back and forth.
What is it? What's the little tubes of stuff we're supposed to collect?
Coaxium gasoline or something.
Something. Coaxium. That's the right word.
Yeah.
We collected zero. I didn't even know zero was an option, but do you remember that? We got nothing. That was our first experience with Smuggler's Run and Colin and I were like, this is terrible.
And in the original concept of like Galaxy's Edge is that was supposed to follow you around. Like if you did terrible on that, like the characters were supposed to like give you crap about that the entire time. I don't think that's really taken place yet, but maybe that's coming down.
That'd
the
be kind of cool.
I don't know. So the Smugglers.
Smugglers Run would be, top five for sure.
So, but it's not three though. You're just kind of throwing it in there. All right. What would be your true number three?
Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. and I can't believe it, but I really stinking love that ride.
Listen.
It's
good.
Soothing. It is so...
Soothing?
Yeah, you're just like...
You and I have different...
You know, like when you go in Daisy's ballet studio and you're like swirling around.
Well, it's nice, but then all of a sudden you do the cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Yeah. Like, okay, so again, kind of like Tower of Terror, I like the variability of these rides. You know, like you're not just doing...
Right.
Sometimes it feels like roller coasters. You just feel like you're doing the same thing over and over. Like, you go fast, then you go up, then you go down. Whereas, like...
That was the most basic description of a roller coaster. Go fast, go up, go down. It's
Am
over.
I wrong?
Well, no.
Think about Slinky Dog's Dash.
Slinky Dog's Dash? Yeah, it's Slinky Dog Dash, not Slinky Dog's Dash. It's not his dash.
I thought it was his.
Bless you, child. Just bless you. But think about it. Like, Rock and Roller Coaster, it does double loops. Okay. Spoiler alert for those of you that haven't done it yet.
Slinky Dog Good Dash. I've always put an S on that. Slinky Dog Dash. That's what you do. Straight up, down, over.
No, you go zip around and
you know
go
what I
like
mean.
This.
Anyway.
It's like a wave.
Anyway, know? Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. I just think it is really cute. There's a lot of things to look at. Every time I ride it, you know, I find something else that I've missed before. I really like that ride.
No, I like it too. Again, variability, not as much still as Tower of Terror, but you have the four, because I think four go with each other the entire time, and you can go one path.
And you're just like,
it changes up which one you're in.
Yeah.
And you always try to guess, like, who's going to be the last one.
Oh, my gosh. That is Kyle's, like, job. He's like, no, we're going to be third to the last. We're going to be second to the last.
Now, you know, like, because there's some purpose-driven stuff, like, with some of the things the Imagineers do. Like, for instance, back to Rock and Roller Coaster. Mm-hmm. Did you know what song you're going to play by the license plate on the train?
No!
A tidbit of information for everybody out there.
No, you've been withholding that from me.
I have told you that in line before. That tells me you weren't listening.
Because Kyle talks a lot.
I do talk a lot. But like, I don't think it says like Walk This Way, but like if it Walk This Way is a song, I think it says Walk or something like, or This Way or something like that. It's something short to signify, hey,
I had no
this,
idea.
Is your, this is what you're listening to. So I think there's probably a way to like tell which train cart in Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, like it's probably not like easy as 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's fair.
But there's something like, you know, overall that's going to be signify that. So that's
that is so cool.
That's your third one though? You're leaving out Midway Mania, Toy Story Midway Mania.
Mm-hmm.
You're leaving out Slinky Dog Dash, or excuse me, Slinky Dog's Dashes.
It's his dash. Man, you make me feel like such an idiot on the show.
You're leaving out Star Tours.
Yeah.
She said, yeah.
I know that's going to make people mad.
Do you not like Star Tours?
It's all right.
You wouldn't wait an hour for Star Tours?
No.
I would because you truly never know.
You know honestly why I hate Star Tours so much?
What?
A, because when we went, when my brother and I were younger, we had to ride that all the freaking time because that's all he cared about. He wanted to ride Star Tours, Star Tours, Star Tours.
Because it was so cool.
And then second of all, now as an adult, when I ride it with you, you're like, oh, I wonder what scene we're going to be in. And every time you're like, oh, I knew it was going to be this the whole time. I never even get to experience it because you and Ryan are just like, oh, this is the best scene ever, and then we're going to Tatooine, or no, we're going to Alberta, Canada, and blah, blah, blah.
You don't go to Alberta, Canada.
Well, we might as well, I guess.
You just, like, crapped on. Like, this was supposed to be a topic where
I thought this was great. I'm saying I would wait a long time for Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster.
An hour for those.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it is.
And also,
sadly, it's not some of the longest.
Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. I also said Rise of the Resistance, but that's not a traditional ride. So,
but for this discussion, we'll assume it was like you could wait there.
Okay.
So your official rankings is what? Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror number one.
Yep.
Number two would be Rise of the Resistance.
Okay.
Number three would be Aerosmith.
Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yep. Had a brain fart. And number four is Mickey and Minnie.
Okay. And you had to throw the fourth in there because we forgot about that. I would say Rise of Resistance for me, number one, waiting for an hour. Like, I'd wait all day for that.
No, honestly. I mean, and you kind of do with the way it is now. That's stupid.
Except you're not stuck in line, though. That's kind of
you're not stuck in line, but the stress, if you don't get in that 7 o'clock boarding group and then the stress of the 1 o'clock, and the last time we went, we didn't get in either. Like, I hate that. I hate that so much. It's just really rude.
And this is what grinds her gears. So Rise of Resistance for me would be number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two would probably be Midway Mania.
Really?
Because it's so much fun.
It is fun. Like, I love that.
Anytime you can gamify something and make me like have to compete, oh, I'm in all the way. And then it's probably Tower of Terror, honestly. I would have to put that in there because there's an extreme thrill factor. Although the thrill factor of Rock and Roller Coaster is pretty awesome.
It is. I'm not denying that.
But I'm shocked that you didn't put Midway Mania in there. You know why? Because you always lose to me. That is why.
And Kyle brags about it for the whole trip, and it's not fun to lose.
Hey, you know, can't compete with me. Don't sit with me. Those are our topics for this week. So now we want to hear from you what you think about what we had to say. For me and my topic, I want to know, do you celebrate Christmas in July? But even if you don't, how would you do it in a Disney way? Let us know down there.
And obviously, my question is, what is worth waiting an hour for at Hollywood Studios?
Don't make me upset, because Jessica's already made me upset. Throw Midway Mania in there. Par for the course. And assume that Rise of Resistance is a traditional wait for this discussion.
Even though that wasn't part of my topic, but
I hijacked it.
Superseded
again.
Everything.
I hijack everything. That is what I do.
Okay.
So we want to hear from you in the comment section below, and we'd love to hear what you think about all of those things. Don't be shy down there. What else should they do?
If you haven't already, like I said before, please consider subscribing to our channel, turning on that notification bell, and liking this video if you enjoy its content.
And if you want to check out more in this series, we'll have a playlist available for you in the description, but also above in the video right now. And always remember, there is a podcast only available version of this if you just want to check that one out too. Until we assemble again,
may the force be with you,
and we'll see you real soon.
Merry Christmas.